Scientists are a little closer to developing an early test for schizophrenia. The sooner doctors can diagnose schizophrenia, the quicker they can start treating it, and then it's more likely the treatment will work. The tool that could make early diagnosis possible is called magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
MRIs are scans that can show a living brain in fine detail. Years ago, researchers working with MRIs showed that people with schizophrenia had brains that were structurally different. Then MRIs revealed similar changes in people who were at high risk of developing the disease because they had relatives with schizophrenia. Now, in a study coming out of Australia and England, researchers have used the scans to identify abnormalities in the brains of people who don't even have the disease yet. Philip McGuire of the Institute of Psychiatry in London studied the images.
We found that those who were destined to become psychotic later were different in terms of their MRI scans from those who were not, even though clinically we couldn't find anything to distinguish them when they were seen initially.
McGuire and his colleagues studied 75 young people. They all had a few symptoms that worried psychiatrists.
So, for example, you might have somebody who is beginning to have trouble with their friends, maybe struggling a bit at work. They may be beginning to wonder whether their friends are talking about them behind their back, or they may be thinking that they can hear somebody talking to them when there's nobody around, but they're not quite sure, and it's quite mild in terms of it's not happening all the time.
McGuire and the others found that 23 of the 75 people in this group eventually got the disease. They all had less tissue in certain areas of their brains than the others in the study. Rob Connolly is a psychiatrist and schizophrenia researcher at the University of Maryland. He and other doctors want nothing more than to find a way to diagnose the disease before its symptoms take over.
Just say you're a general clinician in an emergency room. If you could do a blood test that would say, this person is in a vulnerable group to develop an illness like schizophrenia, and then you could follow that up by a brain image that might correlate that finding, well then, because you've had sort of two independent measures that you could put together, you'd have a lot of information available right away that might help you know whether you should treat that person.
There is a blood test being developed in several labs around the world. But even when that's ready, there will be a lot more work to do. What the researchers in England and Australia did with MRIs was combine the individual scans of the people with schizophrenia to create a composite picture. Now they have to come up with a way to pinpoint pre-schizophrenic changes patient by patient.
What we're reporting in this study is differences, sort of average differences over a group of people. And it's not possible to take an individual person, look at their scan and predict what will happen in the future.
The study, which appears in the online version of the journal Lancet, will need to be confirmed by other researchers, but it won't be easy. Connolly says the Melbourne group has set up an early intervention clinic unlike anything else in the world, with a track record of drawing in people before they develop full-blown mental illness and keeping in touch with them over time. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.